When I grew up, I loved a song. It was by a lady. You might identify it with this lady. Maybe you don't. It was a long time ago. It's an old song, but a true song. Now, when I look at the world today, all around, and I see that there's something missing. We may have a good economy. We may not. We may have this or that. A lot of upheaval and so forth. I don't want to go into that, but I want us to understand that the world needs something. It doesn't need another program. It doesn't need this. It doesn't need that. You see, when I grew up, I loved this song. And it said this in the song, what the world needs now. And he went on to say, we don't need another, this. We don't need another that. But what the world needs now, can you guess what it is? Is love, sweet love. And that really stayed with me throughout my life, that there's nothing more important than love, and especially the love of God. Could you just play that song for me? For old time's sake, what the world needs now is love.
Just too little love. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
That's right. Amen. What we need more than anything now and forever is love. Love, sweet love. And one of the most astounding statements that have ever been made in the history of mankind is made in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43, which is what our whole sermon and service is about today. In Matthew 5 and verse 43, Jesus said, you've heard that you have an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I say unto you, love your enemies. Now, who does that? Who loves their enemies more than God? God does that because God is love. And he is the center of our whole being. He created us. He didn't have to, but because he loved us and he wanted that love to be shared by as many as possible. And that's why we have been called to share the love of God. In fact, I've entitled this sermon, God Loves His Enemies. God loves his enemies. And then I added this to it. And I want you to think about it. I'm just going to, you know, lay back and think about it. God loves his enemies. Why don't I? God loves his enemies. Why don't we? Why do we take vengeance on our enemies? Why don't we say an eye for an eye, for a tooth for a tooth? They've said that for centuries. But it hasn't gotten the world anywhere. God has come to show us a better way. The only way, and that is through the love of his son. So, love, God loves his enemies. And I want all of us to love our enemies. I'm going to give you some pointers later on, but I want us to sing a song. Let us play a song now. And a little bit maybe a surprise song, but we want to love our enemies. And so therefore, I want to sing a song that is entitled The Love of God. The Love of God. Now that may mess up our schedule a little bit today, but I want us to play and I want us to sing The Love of God. You know, I want to take the rest of the time before we get to the Lord's Supper, and I apologize for one song that I left out, but I want us to really take this seriously. What the world needs now is love more than anything else. What our communities, what our families, what our children, what our husbands and wives, we need the love of God. And Jesus has saved us so that we might be a light to the world of his love and of his grace. And so I want to look at some things that I think makes practical sense and will hopefully help us love our enemies. Now, that's a Herculean task and commission God's given us, to love our enemies. Who wants to love our enemies? Nobody wants to love their enemy. And that's what makes you and all other Christians different. Christians ought to be different from the world in some ways that I think maybe we haven't applied to ourselves, but to show love. Love your enemies. Who does that, you know? That's why they're your enemy, right? And that's why you don't love them. They're your enemy. And they're your enemy for a reason. You just don't like them folks, right? And for good reason at that. They hurt you. Maybe some of the people that God calls us to love hurt us in the past. What do? Do we keep on hating? Or do we love the way Jesus loved us? Maybe they spread lies about you. Oh, Pastor, this is not a feel-good moment. I know. It's not about feeling good. It's about doing good, not by our own strength, but by the Lord Jesus Christ living in us, by his grace, by his power. Jesus said, you've heard, eye for an eye. Jesus said, that's over. Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. He's the pattern. He didn't have to love me. I don't deserve it. They spread lies about you, maybe. Stabbed you in the back. Anybody ever, you know, hear that song called Backstabbers? You've experienced it. Oh, no, I don't want them people. There are people who are seeking your demise to tear you down. They hurt somebody maybe that you care about. They are your enemies. And Jesus said, love them. Love your enemies. Don't just forgive them. Love them. You're supposed to hate them, right? See, we are hardwired to pay back, to retaliate. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you twice as much as you hurt me. We are wired that way, but that's the fallen, sinful nature. It leads nowhere but to death on both sides and all around. God has called us to life and life more abundantly. He's called us to display, I'll get into this next week, to display the Father. We want people to come to know who the Father is. Jesus is the Son. And what difference does it make? You are supposed to hate others. You're supposed to fight them. Fight your enemies. They don't deserve your love. I'm just telling you things that kind of self-speak that goes on. While the rest of the world does what makes logical sense, because what you're saying today, Pastor, does not make logical sense. The rest of the world says, get him, hit him back, be a backstabber. Jesus takes a different approach. He says, love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. When was the last time somebody popped in your mind and you popped them right out and there was a moment to pray? To pray for them. See, this is for real life. And that's really hard. It's a hard pill. This is not an easy sermon. But we're to swallow some of our pride. And we are to be like our Father in heaven. That's right. We're to be like our Father who told us to love one another, to love our enemies. So many of us, it is much easier to hate, right? It's easier for me to hate folk, to hate my enemies than to love them. And we want the easy way out. This is to be an examination. You know, we have a sermon, then we say, what'd you learn? I'm not asking you what you learned today. I'm going to ask you, what did you do today? Did you pray for somebody after this? And don't tell me, I don't want to know the answer. I want to know that you did it. You don't have to tell me. Tell God. But I think this is a command we need to revisit and see how to love our enemy as Jesus did. I think we've missed the significance of why we would and why should we love our enemies and how to actually do it. So let's jump in and look at what it's all about and what it means to love our enemies. And I'll get into more of this next week, but I just wanted to give you a little taste this week. The verse in the Sermon on the Mount, we need to realize what Jesus said can change our lives. Jesus loved his enemies. He died for us. And it changed our lives. It changed the whole, frankly, cosmos, as they say. The answer is, this is what Jesus did for you and for me. And while we were still sinners, while we were still going out breaking his way of life that leads to life, we were out participating in death and destruction of ourselves and others. Jesus came to save us. He is the only answer. He went to the cross for us, Romans 5 and verse 10. He didn't have to do that. We didn't deserve it, and yet he gave his life for us. Jesus showed us the ultimate act of love for you and for me. And while we were still sinners, he didn't wait till we got our act together and then died. No, while we were still sinners, even more reason not to die for us, while we were still sinners, we hadn't changed a bit. He died for us. He modeled it for us. He's the model. He's the pattern. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And then he commands us to do the same thing that he did for us. Are you ready for it? None of us are. But he commands us to love one another as he loved us. This is real Christianity. Jesus Christ, our Savior. He died, was buried, and he really did rise again so that we may have life and life more abundantly. And then he commands us to do the same. Let's do that, brothers and sisters, by the strength of the Lord. I'm going to get into this a little further, but let's love our enemies. Let's love Jesus Christ. Let's show by how we live that God is our Father. Oh, I didn't know he was your daddy. I didn't know you were a Christian. I didn't know that God was your Father. Let that light shine. Let us forgive as God has forgiven us. And help us to love, and this is the most important part, love your enemies the way God has loved us through Jesus Christ. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for these words, your word, a sense of love, not to take vengeance on. Help us in every aspect of our lives. Show us, Lord, because sometimes we don't see it. We're coming up, Lord, as you know, as we celebrate a time that is called Easter, where we celebrate your resurrection, where we celebrate the giving of your life. Help us to examine ourselves and help us to experience that love, and that we would give glory to you, Father, who gave your only Son. And help us to be light and love and peace and forgiveness. Oh, Father, what we need now is love, the love of Jesus Christ. And we ask this, change us, Lord. We can't do it ourselves. Father, we want your glory to be upon us, that people will see a difference in us and give glory to you, our Father. Change us, O Lord, change us. And we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. And now we're going to prepare for the Lord's Supper. And certainly I think it's a time we could take a moment of just to be still before the Lord and ask him what he wants and what he's showing us at this moment. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Show us your love. And help us to be like you. We thank you, Jesus, for taking the lashes and the beatings for us. You never sinned, and you took on all of our sins and took our penalty. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the blood. And we receive that blood to wash away our sins as you took our place and bled for us. Thank you, Lord. Show us our sins. Help us to love. To love others who have wronged us, and to love them, not just forgive them. This is impossible for us to do ourselves, but everything is possible in you, Lord. And Father, change us, and let the change in us be a glory to you. That you be glorified in our lives as we show that we're like our daddy, that we're like our Father, our Heavenly Father, and that may others come to Christ as they see the wonder and the blessing and the goodness and the love that shines forth through us, that draw us people to us, that they want to be more like Jesus and more like you, Father. Please do that through us and with us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And now as we conclude, we're going to sing with a song entitled Love Each Other.
All the room was hushed and still.
And when the bowl was filled, he stooped to wash their feet. And when it was complete, he said, "This is what I'm asking you to do. This is why I'm kneeling here beside you. This is what I want my church to be. This is what I want the world to see. Who it is you follow. Love each other.
With an undiable love. Now, who is worthy of all of our praise? Let us sing to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in doxology.